One of the things that we do every Friday during the football season, whether Rich is here or on the road, is we talk to Bob Lucy on the game plan. So it was sent to us a little while ago, just a few minutes ago. Here we go with Bob Lucy and the game plan.
Thank you very much, Bruce. We're up here at Alphonse Stadium, Morse Field, getting ready for opening night as the Black Bears take on Sacred Heart. Bob Lucy here with me, along with Brian Sullivan from the radio crew that will bring you the game tonight. But before we talk about tonight and Sacred Heart, Bob, let's go back to last year. It was an incredible season, a great run for the Black Bears. Is there one memory that stands out for you from last season?
I think it would have to be Weber State. Maine beat Weber State on the road, 23-18. The atmosphere there, the 12,000-foot mountains, and an incredible play of Maine's defense in that game with 13 tackles for a loss.
Sully, what about you? Anything stand out from the 2018 season more than anything else?
Well, Weber State was a great moment, but also, you know, when Jacksonville State came up here and all you heard was how good they were and how talented they were, and then Maine just smushed them. And, you know, people came out. It was a fantastic home atmosphere, and it just kind of showed what this team could be. I thought that was fantastic because I think I myself started to doubt a little bit, and you saw what this team could do when they, 55-24, something along those lines. And then, that kind of paved the way to go to Weber State.
And I think back earlier in the season to that Western Kentucky game when Maine fell behind early against an FBS opponent, and you thought, boy, this could go south in a hurry. But we really saw the character of this Black Bear team when they rallied to get that win.
Yeah, they had a lot of confidence in each other, Rich, and they played well together. They drew strength from each other, had great relationships with the coaches, and that was a big part of their success last year.
And now, Sully, we've got a change in coach with Nick Charlton taking over, but it seems to be the smoothest coaching transition imaginable, obviously because he was part of the team, has been with the team now for four seasons before this. Some of the assistants are back as well, but I have to remind myself that this is Nick's first game coming up tonight. It doesn't feel like that.
Yeah, you're exactly right. We were down at the Sea Dog last night, and it really felt like nothing had changed, except there was a different guy doing the coach's show. So obviously Nick does things a little differently than Joe does, but you're right. There is a real resemblance to what they were last year because we didn't really lose that much except Joe and a couple seniors. So this team comes back experienced, and Nick is... You know, Nick's no stranger to making tough decisions as the offensive coordinator, so it has been, pretty smooth so far, but I guess the real test is tonight.
Now, speaking of Joe, of course, he's with the Minnesota Golden Gophers. He got a win last night in his first game in Minnesota, but it sure didn't come easy.
I was texting with him a little bit today, and I said, nice win. He said, we survived. I know, but a win is a win, so, you know, good for them. That's not an easy opponent to open up with of all the FCS schools you can take on, so good for them, 1-0. It was nice. I stayed up late last night, a little past my bedtime, and you did catch one glimpse of Joe behind P.J. Fleck. He looked a little disheveled in a couple of those, are they jackrabbits? Is that what they are? There was a couple of those seams, and a little sweaty, but a win's a win. It was good to see Joe out there doing his thing.
And maybe send a card to the officials, right, Bob?
Well, I'll tell you what. They had two touchdowns called back, South Dakota State did. They also, late in the game, turned the ball over deep in their own territory, and they were up 21-20. They are a very, very good FCS team.
It's the game plan here on Downtown. All right, let's focus on tonight. Maine and Sacred Heart, the season opener. Sacred Heart, a good team in the NEC, tied for the conference title last year. Duquesne had the tiebreaker. We know what they did. They went on to beat Towson in the playoffs. Sacred Heart is an experienced team, especially on the defensive side of the ball.
Well, Rich, they returned 16 starters. 9 of those are on defense. They've got some really good players. I think the thing that stood out to me was defensively, they only allowed 149 passing yards per game. That was fifth best in FCS football. And then you look on the offensive side of the ball, they were a juggernaut rushing the football. They averaged 241 yards rushing per game. That was 15th best in FCS football. They've got two very good running backs. Jordan Meekum ran for almost 1,400 yards last year. And then Julius Chestnut ran for 713 yards, and he was the rookie of the year offensively in the Northeast Conference. So experience on both sides of the ball, and they're going to look to try to take this game to the ground. They're up against one of the stingiest defenses in all of FCS football, in Maine, and Maine leading the country last year in run defense, only allowing 79 yards per game in the ground. That's going to be an interesting matchup and a very important one tonight.
A historic defense for the Black Bears last season, stopping that run. And we've talked about this with Nick, how great to have starting right up front of the D-line, all four starters back.
And you talk about smooth transitions that we've seen happen. You know, Mike Ryan, the new defensive coordinator, was a guy who was a big part of what made that defense go last year. So that's been a big thing. And usually at this point in the year, the defense is going to be a little bit ahead of the offense. And with our defense, with, you know, the Black Bears defense, that's going to be a good thing. I mentioned to you guys before we started doing this that I saw a couple of NFL scouts already here. There's a reason that defense is filled with talent, and like you just said, that front four is going to wreak havoc. And if you can get pressure with that front four and not have to blitz, which we know the Black Bears love to blitz, but if you don't have to, you know, that's going to be where you're going to make your money, especially early in the season.
And right behind that front four, Bob, arguably the best linebacker trio in FCS football.
Well, I think they are, Rich. Deshaun Stevens, 6'2", 255-pound battering ram, is an unbelievable player at inside linebacker. He can stuff the run. He can cover the pass. He can come off the edge on third down. No one better than him in FCS football. Taji Lowe had an outstanding season last year. 85 tackles for Taji Lowe. He was all over the field. He's beefed up. He's 250 pounds and 6'2". And then you got Jerron Grayer playing outside linebacker. All Grayer did was lead the team in tackles as a junior with 79. Last year he had 42 tackles, 7 tackles for a loss. Really good players, Rich. Really good leaders, too.
And then in the secondary, well, one of the guys, Sully, that the scouts are likely here to see, maybe the best cover guy in all of FCS football, in Manny Patterson.
Yeah, you're exactly right. The only thing we got to get Manny doing, he's got to work on those hands just a little bit. He's got to start catching some footballs because while he does cover like no one else in the league, there's a reason he's on the defensive side of the ball, but that's about the only thing you can take away from Manny. But yeah, he is that secondary going to lead the way, and I think what the two units we just talked about with the D-line and the linebackers, when those passes go up there, you got to think that there's going to be some shots to, you know, for some quick changes, some turnovers, and Manny's going to be the man.
And the other story of that secondary, Bob, is tremendous depth this year.
Yeah, they really do. When you look at Catley Joseph, he started 8 games last year. You've got Jordan Swan, a transfer from Connecticut. He got injured last year. He's back. And Shaquille St. Lott has played very well in preseason. So you've got 3 guys opposite Manny at cornerback that I think are going to rotate in and all see a lot of time this year.
All right, this is the game plan. Let's take a look at the offensive side of things. It begins with All-CAA selection, Chris Ferguson at quarterback. He had a tremendous growth from his freshman to sophomore year. Now as a junior, we look for more of the same, and especially the coaching staff tells us in the area of decision-making.
Yeah, he's making good decisions. He's got a lot of poise in the pocket, Rich. He's seen it all. He's reading defenses well. He's checking out of plays. He's really patient back there. He's gotten bigger. He's 6'4", 230 pounds. He's worked in the weight room, making good decisions. I think the other thing is he throws such a catchable ball. The timing with his wide receivers is really good. And when you think of Chris Ferguson, and some people don't realize this, he's thrown over the last 2 years for 4,436 yards and 38 touchdowns. No one in CAA football has thrown for more touchdowns in the last 2 years than Chris Ferguson.
Maine wants to establish the run early. They lost their leading rusher, Ramon Jefferson, left the program. What do? They go out and get a transfer from Buffalo, and Emmanuel Reed, who has looked very good to handle the duties out there along with Maine's Joe Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, he really has. He played 29 games at Buffalo, rushed for 1,244 yards, 10 touchdowns. He's not only a good runner, Rich, but he's a good receiver. He can make plays coming out of the backfield. He can stretch the defense on go routes. He's going to be a real dynamic player for Maine. Joe Fitzpatrick, hard-nosed, between-the-tackles guy, had 533 yards rushing last year and 4 rushing touchdowns, had some injury problems. He looked great the last scrimmage. Fresh legs on Joe. He sat out a lot of the preseason. I think Joe Fitzpatrick will go for 75 yards plus tonight.
And a receiver core that might be unmatched as well. 6 guys they feel confident throwing to out of the wide receiver spot. And then a trio of tight ends, and I expect we'll see all 3 of them.
Well, starting with the wide receivers, Ernest Edwards, 53 catches last year for 839 yards and 10 touchdowns. You got Jaquan Blair, Velcro-handed Blair. You know, he had 43 catches last year. And then you've got Devin Young, 33 catches last year. And as a runner, Rich, 163 yards rushing, average 8.6 yards per carry. At the tight end position, Sean Bowman, big target, 6'5", 245 pounds, All-State in football, All-Conference in basketball in high school. He redshirted last year. Then you got Ori Jean Charles, played the last 2 years at Louisville in the specialty team situation. Look for him as the H-back, a guy that can take the ball on the seam route with a tight end position. He looks good. Falaki, the big tight end transfer out of Assumption. He started there for 4 years. He was all conference. He's 6'6", 250 pounds. They got a little bit of everything at that tight end position.
And, of course, you've got to have great blocking. And up front, Sully, this offensive line is huge. And, like, I know how I feel. We don't play favorites, but I don't know that there's anybody I enjoy watching more than Liam Dobson. He is great.
Yeah, I know that if you want to endear yourself to Liam Dobson or find yourself endeared to him, get on social media, look up his Twitter page, and watch him get on the scale, come in at 344, grab a basketball, and jam it. And with no shirt, no less, right? And that's how he does things. He'll be out here. If he's not yet. I don't see him on the field yet with some black bears out there right now, but He's a guy who likes to let it all hang out, and he leads the way up there with his play, his attitude, and the way he conducts himself on the sideline. Great guy, and kind of leads a real stable group up front.
And special teams, always a factor. Maine returns well. Mr. Clutch from last year, the Doker, Kenny Doak, who made a couple of game winners, a huge field goal down at Western Kentucky, big one at Weber State. They just need him to keep doing what he's been doing.
Yeah, under 40 last year, he was 7-for-7 on field goals, and that's money. Maine has to have those field goals. Look this year for him to be a little bit more accurate between 40 and 49. He was 3-of-10 last year, and then, of course, he had that big game-winning, school-tying field goal, 52 yards here against Villanova last year. David Galb looks like he's going to be the punter that's going to get the start. He punted 6 games last year, and he really did a great job with his height. He had a lot of fair catches because he just skied the ball. They're looking for him to be a little bit more consistent with his length of the punts this year. Derek Duhl is right there ready to go if needed.
And then return game, that's outstanding. We saw what Electric Ernie can do. He's a guy, Sully, that anytime he touches the ball, there's a chance of something great happening.
It's exactly right. He's a guy who you have to put into situations where he can get the ball, because any extra time throughout the course of the game that he gets the football in his hands, a chance for a touchdown. We saw it last year. You know, he single-handedly won them a football game last year, if not a couple. You know, and he's just a guy, as long as he keeps his head, he is as good as it gets in the league, and why wouldn't you want him back there handling your returns?
The greatest stat about Electric Ernie, 24 career TDs. The average length of those TDs, 40.5 yards, jaw-dropping.
That's called big play capability, I believe, yeah. Right there. Well, that sets the scene for tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun as the Black Bears, number 7 in the country, open the season here at home against the Pioneers of Sacred Heart. Kickoff is at 6. We're looking forward to it. Bruce, Carey, we throw it back to you guys. Thanks for holding down the fort while we're up here soaking in the sunshine at beautiful Alphon Stadium.
Well, thank you, Rich. Thank you, Bob. That's the game plan with Bob Lucy. Our Black Bear Insider Reports are presented by ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. From Sea Dog Brewing Company, the home of the Black Bears coaches shows, Front Street in Bangor, and Bennett Auto Center, 24 Thatcher Street, Bangor. Everything from oil changes to engine jobs from experienced local people you can trust. BennettAutoCenter.com.